You're listening to Fakeologist's Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Ab, this is SMJ, Sean, checking in from Austin. I'm on Lady Bird Lake. My feet are in the water, and we just watched the batch roll out. Senior Cahan, Chris Kendall, and Jim S., and Danielle. That's about all the report I have.
Tell him, check K, Namad, he's definitely EGI.
Yeah, definitely EGI. We're not sure about Chris Kendall. We're waiting for him to dry off. He just jumped in the fucking lake. He just jumped in the fucking lake smoking a cig.
Hello, John. We're going to pull him. Chris.
More reports to come, hopefully.
Today, but here we are at the Holiday Inn at the bar on the audio chat live stream. And don't worry, guys, if there's silence, I will, you know, get rid of that.
Cut it out.
I don't even know the date. August 19th, actually. It's 10:39. We're waiting for Rochelle. She likes to run off.
2017.
Yep. In Austin, Texas.
No, but I told them when the Holiday Inn.
There's three in Austin. They
would we're in the tackiest one.
Still round.
It's a fucking cylinder. We're in the cylinder one. Looks like something out of Astana.
I guess I saw a bunch of people get on the green van. Like, where are they going? Were they downtown? Oh, like right out front.
It's a shuttle. It takes them wherever they want to go. Within 2 miles. You can go anywhere within 2 miles. Holiday Inn has their own shuttle.
They come here and then they go in the shuttle.
They go get pissy drunk or buy some crack, whatever.
And then they go get them. Bring them back and they go back.
Some, like, strike up a conversation. You guys doing my crack. It's just so really awkward.
Did that guy put vodka in this? Or?
I'm not really sure.
We're sharing that boomers.
No vodka.
Hey, why don't you just go get us to
all right. Into boomers?
Dude, have I met a boomer?
Did you really? Oh, yeah. We've been there. Yeah. That's you. That's pretty cool. It's like a lot. Whole warrior in there with like with in there. It's like a big space.
It looks like it used to be a supply. Same kind of odd. It is cool.
Like in Lawton, if there's a big space like that, they only open it right in there. That
bingo.
Yeah.
Bingo.
They won't open a place like that. And just have like pipe. Like in Austin, they don't
It'll be gone here in a year. It'll be a big old hotel there.
Yeah. It's just strange, like, go around the city like this and like, fucking spaces. It's like living life.
All different levels. Tonight, we're doing nights and we are doing exercise crew on the end of this. We'll go and then we come down on like, it's Saturday and we should be dressed up. Like, we're not showered. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we have so many nights. Like,
I was showered. I got in the water.
Why don't you jump in the goddamn lights, man?
Hey, listen to me. That's not the point.
Actually, the point is supposed to be fakery. Let's keep it on the subject. Can we see any fake shit?
Yeah,
take a break, man. We didn't even see any spaceships. We didn't see any dinosaurs. We didn't see any.
We saw a couple drones.
Yeah. We didn't see Alex Jones.
Damn.
Check out Barton Springs.
Dave and Buster's is where he hangs out, believe it
or not. Really?
I did see some flat water. Kendall hopped. I put my feet in it.
It wasn't flat.
You got Barton Springs.
All right.
I took Chris to Barton Springs.
I stand corrected.
Alex went there.
When they're doing his morning swim.
We went there last year.
We went there early. He hits it early.
That's how you stay. They charge like $5 to get there. We showed up too late.
They charge for parking? Yeah, but that's how he stays so tight. He gets there early in the morning.
It's 5 a.m. Yeah, he's like.
He's
5 a.m.
Chubby fuck crack your game swim.
Sink.
What do you say? He's like 2 miles away.
That's fun. I took you there where I don't know where the hidden like hideout is. Yeah, so I would take you there. You probably know where it is. Where's the hidden hideout?
It's cool too.
You know all the Alex Jones.
Maybe it's cool.
I'm guessing it's by the airport.
Yeah. I've never been to it, but yeah, somebody here.
I'll take Chris there tomorrow. We'll do that. What are the gummy things? Orange. Essence.
What's something? The orange shit I used to do?
Oh, tangy tangerine.
Yeah, tangy tangerine. Tangy
we're gonna go get some tangy tangerine.
He's like, I bet you do that shit.
Dude, I don't know. Yeah,
that's not the first person I've heard.
Tangy tangerine. It doesn't make you
feel good. It's like, it's I don't know what the fuck it was, but it'll get you through the work day.
Yeah.
John Adams.
He did say, he said tangy tangerine.
Your lime green
stand. It may be good, yeah. We're gonna get it from the source, though. We're going tomorrow to find the source.
Our border shit.
We're gonna jump over the fence.
It's
like barbed wire. It's like bacon tank. Strand wire.
It's like a deterrent. It's a deterrent for the people that are less determined. There are other people that are.
Total preppers, yeah. Hardcore survivors.
They already know that you're going to. It's not going to be.
I mean, where are you going to go? Shit hits the fan.
Are you going to be the last man standing? And
you go to the tangy, tangerine warehouse. When shit hits the fan.
John does that shit. I don't know. I get a kick out of it. I put the really music bed on it, so like he sent me the music bed, but I assemble it, you know, and the audio. I thought the, I don't know, it's like survival issues. Like Richard was saying, you know, the punk rock guy, the fuck dude that like rock talks.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't think that was that funny. It's like, not everybody. Like,
yeah.
To me, it's fucking hilarious. Like, you could put, like, anything out there, like, they have survivalists, they have, like, under a pair of shoes, and automatically see the box, and you put it in. And then John did that shit, and I was
yeah.
Like, I don't really listen to it until I'm putting it together.
Yeah. No, I mean, John, he listened to a whole bunch of the survivalist shit. I mean,
yeah.
Honestly, you know. I
probably won't get it unless you listen to the Patriot Radio.
I think we ought to sponsor, like, a commercial for Chris, you know, and John, and they're, like, climbing over the, you know, they got the barbed wire fence.
Sneaking into Jones Enterprises?
Or? Yeah, they're going to steal a bunch of tangy.
Tangy tangerine?
Tangy tangerine.
Offer it to everybody at this
back market, tangy tangerine.
Okay, we offer it as a good prices.
You got to change the name a little bit. It can't be tangy. It's called Tasty Tangerine.
Tasty Tangerine.
It's
buy with Bitcoin.
Black market and
silver.
Like black market alternative market. Fucking hell. That's fucking crazy.
I don't have a proper mic, so I should probably pass the phone around.
Black market operation.
He's not allowed in this country. He still pays American taxes, man.
We crawled into. But he had like that iodine. He crawled into some cave. Iodine out.
What?
Alex Jones, I don't remember that. Yeah. Found some. He scored, totally. Yeah.
Totally, dude.
Under the Denver airport.
Yeah. So,
That was Richard's idea.
Did you ever live in California?
No, I never have. I'm a Texan.
He went to high school with Renee Zellweger, though.
Yeah, she was like a real chick, but yeah, I never proved it, so I don't know.
Actors are just regular people.
So you know anyone that read off? Do you know any dudes that, like, fuck Heather Graham?
She actually wasn't that. She was awkward in school.
Do you know any dudes that fuck Renee Zellweger and came home and retorted about it?
No, I don't. Oh, my.
Are you listening to this on real?
I have friends that claim that. Friends that claim.
I mean, GI.
I don't know. I
they never did. They kissed Renee Zellweger.
Where'd they kiss her? I'm investigating. I'm doing some EGI.
They said on the lips. Which lips? I don't know.
So she asked, how many lips did she have?
I don't know. I think they're all liars, too.
They think they're family parents. I went to school with Joey Avalon. Who is the Go-Go's? Give me the name of Belinda Carlisle.
Wait, you didn't go to high school with Belinda Carlisle?
Yes.
Damn, we're that old?
We are.
Okay.
We are, unfortunately.
Holy shit.
I know, it happened.
I don't even know who she is.
From the Go-Go's?
Yeah, she was like the lead.
Well, who was the really deep one and Hooker? She was the series.
And TJ Hooker? Heather Locklear?
Yep.
Went to high school, that bitch?
I did not go to high school. There was really nice to see her.
What was she wearing?
Always sexy sweat outfits.
And then did she have any facial hair?
Why did they name them Go-Go's? Go-Go's.
I checked out behind them.
It's like a new, old vocabulary word. Reintroduce old words.
Well, I know they exist, but I don't. Apparently, we're supposed to know if they have, you know, sacks or not.
Well, they seem to be, when I see them, they're living
lives. I find it curious that when you went to high school with, you don't know anyone that's like, she had a boyfriend that you know just like tearing her up.
She was in the band and in her.
See?
Like, nobody's really made her. Like, she wasn't.
That sounds kind of ETI to me.
I was
did they knew her?
Yeah. They probably knew her.
Anyway.
But actually, come on.
She went to college. I'm sure she started dating. I'm sure she had a nice normal life.
Did you meet the family?
I was in Brownies with her.
You were in Brownies?
She did camps and trips together. Elementary school. Yeah.
You use the same bathroom.
Kim Jordan. Where are you going?
Just walked in the skeptic corner.
You use the same bathroom.
Yeah.
She's gonna be at the hotel.
Yes, I will be at the hotel.
He loves you.
No, I'm just saying.
It's like when there's like a scratch when and Kay loves that too. When Kay's like, see something kind of out of place, you gotta make it, you gotta scratch it.
Laser in on it.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
This is good. It's great. I mean,
I saw a bunch of things about people's attention.
We're just so different.
Like, she thinks John loves it.
She loves John.
Now she does. But
she likes his dreadlocks.
Now
he's adorable. He needs to wash that fucking hat.
I like that CIA issue.
Hat.
We should all get
one. Hell yeah. You never see him with that on. Y'all have to give him time. Y'all are just
asking. I agree. 100%.
Because he's got dreadlocks.
You think he's bad?
I think he's all right. He's a little arrogant. Like, you should have met me when I was in my fucking 20s.
Y'all killed me if I was in my
20s. Arrogant.
Arrogant dumbass.
I knew every fucking thing. You didn't tell me shit.
He's 40. What's changed?
Have you met yourself? Your wife.
I wouldn't say Sean was arrogant now.
No, I didn't. Participate and allow people to have their
own. Like, you can stay with somebody and holler at each other. So cool.
Yeah.
It's
not arrogant. It's not arrogant. Talk shit to each other.
It's fun to you.
Well, people trying to be honest. You know, I mean, you're not going to know everything.
You think you know everything.
And you're. Arrogant.
No, then y'all irritate those.
But then if you're like 20 years old, you think you know everything. That's kind of normal.
Because you figure your dad's stupid as shit. You know your parents are dumb as fuck.
Yeah,
you know,
obviously.
Look at these nerds.
You're honestly curious, right? Because like you know, like you want to be right. Everybody wants to be right. I want to be right. I want to shut. I want to argue with somebody and shut them. But also, like, I'm so fucking curious. I want to hear somebody's got some. Yeah, I want to hear the other side.
Yeah, I hear what's up.
That's it.
My ego was,
probably still.
My ego was completely destroyed by about when I turned about 30.
30?
My shit was done. I'm not the baddest motherfucker ever. You're a fucking loser.
Yeah, you're like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Is there an event that created this?
Lots of shit.
I want somebody to fucking. So I can learn from them later on. I can up their
yeah.
I want to know
learn
because I want to be curious for everything else for my ego. I hope I am.
Well, if you're like 80 years old, you're still learning. You know, I mean, that'd be awesome. You're 70, 80 years old, you're still learning.
Well, there's always
you want to keep learning.
Yeah.
You never know, man.
out of the mental, right? That someone is might be more in touch with their well-being. Someone might be more in touch with their life. You know, they kind of have that well-rounded thing. Their perspective on sometimes I don't even know. That's why Sean's helping. I was out there, you know, to see people. I was always so in my emotional mind. You know, man, like, man, I didn't really have time to develop it or listen or something.
Yeah, there's so many parts of intelligence.
Yeah. You think you don't have an ego?
John's expert on IQ. So.
Yeah, I don't believe in the I'm believing the G factor.
Charles Spearman's G factor is fucking general intelligence factor. Fuck him. Fuck Francis Galton. Fuck Wilhelm Wundt. Fuck Lewis Terman. All them fuckers.
They were just your IQ.
The SAT and shit like that, and I did pretty fucking good. But
what was it?
That's the test you did in law school. It's a standardized test. 95 percentile shit.
So I got no IQ. On the IQ
LSAT.
Oh, well.
I never. I took a. I guess that's
to get into law school. It's like ACT.
Oh, that's like you're up in 95 percentile.
Yeah, fucker test.
That means you're
that stupid
like
test. But it's stupid.
It's dumb.
They graded. I only missed on one section of the test. It's like the word problem once. And yeah. I missed three of those. Everything else, I didn't fucking miss anything. And the year before that, they didn't grade that section because there's a section randomly they don't grade. I'd have fucking knocked that shit out. I missed it. One they happened to grade, I missed a few. I would have did pretty good. Yeah, but I don't consider myself smart. I will pay attention. There's a fucking review book for that shit, just like taking a bar. There's only so many fucking questions you can ask. And if you've done read them all and read the answers to all of them, you can recall it. It's no fucking problem. But it doesn't mean you're fucking smart. You just be able to practice that shit. You can practice to take an IQ test. So what is it measuring?
Never practice.
People do. That's what they send kids after school.
Yeah.
Standardized tests, and it's called the Flynn effect. It's been going up. IQ scores have been going up and up and up and up and up. My daily life, my daily existence tell me people are getting dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber.
Yeah.
How do you think that?
And somehow the fucking scores are going up and up and up and up, and everyone's getting dumber and dumber and dumber. I don't know what the fuck is that.
Like some, like,
crazy. No, you put your kids through classes, you know.
Well, people are getting dumber and dumber and dumber.
Well, no, because you're getting smarter and smarter and smarter.
Because it's the
belt curve. Yeah, you gotta
think
about it a little bit.
Hey, it's like where high scores on Eaton and Burton and Belker. It's like,
you can take a class for, if you want to say, take the LSAT, PSAT, ACT, take a class, so the Belker, you can shift it over.
Yeah.
Because you're stuck.
We're in the high end, you know, the fat tail. It's called a fat tail.
You can ask the question, so you recognize it. You can answer C right away because you recognize the problem.
You learn
to take the test.
Right.
So look at old tests from like 1865. The 9-year-olds taking fucking college shit in one room schoolhouse. Back in the day, they read Euclid's Elements when they were like 8 or 9 or 10.
Problem solving.
Yeah,
they didn't have a teacher explain them geometry. They had an old, beat-up, worn-out fucking copy of Euclid's Elements and read that motherfucker like 10 times.
It's even more simple.
But they learned more. They knew you couldn't land on the fucking moon.
You know what it's like, this, right? Back then,
you know, in fact, got that, you know, education. To ask this question.
Yeah, you know, but today, everybody
gets to ask this question.
What's the education? The education ain't shit.
It's because the way they phrased the question. You didn't have to work out the problem. You just knew the answer.
Especially in the bar exam, you just read, you got your Barbary books or whatever. You just read, they have old tests.
And multiple choice?
Yeah. And you just read the chapter, old tests. They have tests 20 years back, and you just read them, and it's so...
How many questions can you
have the first try?
Most people pass the bar the first time. The percentage pass rate's like 80. Yeah.
Really?
Some people just can't pass. They have to take it like first time. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah, they keep taking that shit up. Like regular people, like you think you still ain't passed that motherfucker? They're studying wrong, or they get nervous. I don't know what it is. But you should be able to walk in there and pass that shit. If you have a Barbie book and you read that, you just get a few of them, just read.
Yeah. You don't have to go to law school. You don't have to do that. Take the bar exam in Oklahoma.
Can you do that?
Yeah, you don't have to go to school. Yeah.
I like law the same way I like video games. But the thing is, I like video games.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Defense insurance right here.
Right.
Amen.
There was Ex Machina came down. He's gone now. We can talk again.
Makes sense.
Let's go sacrifice a pigeon.
Ab is fucking cool. Hank calls Ab a retard. I think it's cool.
And the most nice.
But I said, I told Jay, if they sit Canada, like everybody can. If you can't, like, hold that against them.
It's like cold up there. You move so. Ab ain't afraid of shit. He ain't afraid of your, whatever. You want to talk that EGI shit? You talk that, yeah, whatever. He ain't scared of shit. That's, if you want to call, I call that a, I have more respect for that than the shit we call intelligence or fucking smartness, whatever the fuck that means. You got to be able to,
I agree.
You got to be able to, you know, someone gives you an idea and you got to be able to fucking wrap your mind around it. Even if you don't want to wrap your mind around it, you can just approach the subject without flipping the fuck out.
Because
I'm like,
Matt, look at her. She's getting pissed when I said people were stupid now.
Well, it's true. But it's like,
now she's even more pissed.
See that? Differently smart.
She's definitely not from Canada.
So needs change over time.
But it's like, I see the, like, remember what I did to call Marcus? He would go off the rails, man. But it's like, at the same time, it's like, he's sober on the side. That it's like, it made me think, like, it's challenges your fucking your hard-held beliefs.
Right.
All of them. It's like, oh, well, how do you know this or how do you know that? Eventually, it pissed me off to the point where, like, I lashed out at him.
See,
I didn't want to piss him off and make him stop doing the calls. Like,
right.
Wasn't the point. It was like, I tried to get Marcus to stop on the calls. That's what I can, man. It's no harm, no foul. And I wouldn't do it.
He don't call in nowhere no more.
Busy with Canadian.
He don't call in nowhere. Where's he
doing? He didn't call anybody.
No, it's Preston. So he's on, he has a website now?
No, it's Nesta Canadian.
No, okay.
Some people think it's think Marcus. Some people think it's not.
It's Nesta Canadian.
It's a YouTube channel.
I know Marcus probably better than
me. I would agree. No.
Not Lestinadium.
I've never heard of Lestinadium.
It's a YouTube, really weird.
There's a lot of text on video.
Giant yellow letters.
If he came back, he has to talk. He loves to hear his own stuff. He wouldn't do text.
Are you kidding me?
Behind that paywall? Anyone?
Never seen behind any fucking paywall. So.
We talk, like, all the time. Man. Like, and then, like, one day, it's like, I just disagree with them on something. And then what I'll do is, like, it's not personal. I didn't expect him to take it first.
Hi, this is OBF, and you are listening to the wonderful Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.